Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And this is Plum Nuts, Lee. Okay, Patrick Mahomes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Heard of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot
pretty
of people.
Pretty good quarterback,
okay? So, I mean, like, what would you have to do in America at this point right now to outsell his jersey on NFL.com? Like some other player is outselling his jersey on NFL.com?
Gee, last time I checked, NFL season hadn't started yet.
Yeah, like, what's up with that? Mm-hmm. And the guys with the Kansas City Chiefs, weird. And the guy whose jersey is outselling Patrick Mahomes' jersey is not only with the Kansas City Chiefs, he's a kicker. What is going on? He's the same kicker that 170,000 enraged Americans have now signed a petition to remove from the NFL. They want him fired. While his jersey has now surpassed Holmes. On NFL.com. What did he say? Wow. And this speech is unbelievable. Here's what happened, if you haven't been following this, because there's no words. He went, and he's Catholic, very deeply conservatively Catholic, very religious. So he gets invited to speak to a very conservative Catholic college called Benedictine College. Okay, so he goes there and he addresses men and women and what they should be doing, in his opinion, in their lives, what the actual goal should be. And in doing this, he flips the typical graduation speech on its head, which is always, you know, go out there, do great things, you know, conquer the world and, you know, be inspired. I don't know. And he says, all that stuff's not important. Don't do that. That's, you know, do it. That's great. But that's, don't do that as your most important thing in life. It's not. And then he says this to women.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. I'm on this stage today and able to be the man I am because I have a wife who leans into her vocation. I'm beyond blessed with the many talents God has given me, but it cannot be overstated that all of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker. She is the primary educator to our children. She's the one who ensures I never let football or my business become a distraction from that of a husband and father. She is the person that knows me best at my core, and it is through our marriage that, Lord willing, we will both attain salvation. I say all of this to you because I have seen it firsthand, how much happier someone can be when they disregard the outside noise and move closer and closer to God's will in their life.
Yeah, he's in trouble. With the NFL.
Truth hurts.
Yeah. And he was just getting started. So we now have a situation. He's got 41 teammates over time, not right now, but over time, who've been arrested. One right now facing 8 felony charges. There is no change.org petition to remove that individual. He injured 4 people with his driving and then assaulted another person. Nobody wants to remove him, though. No, the left is coming for Harrison Butker.
Yeah, of course.
Now, how crazy did this get overnight? Wait, do you hear this? Okay, because this is what I've been warning about, week in and week out. Okay, the city of Kansas City, like the official city, put out a tweet letting folks in Kansas know where to find his house. Let that sink in.
Yeah.
Okay. Where to find his house. Since then, overnight, the Attorney General of the state of Kansas, who is a Republican, has announced they are investigating the person who doxed him. Because they actually have a law against menacing there that this falls under. Okay. So after the attorney general of the state gets involved, the city of Kansas and whoever it was behind that Twitter feed takes the identifying information down for the house. They were trying to send angry, violent people to the house for that. For that.
That's what the culture is on the left in this country.
This is what we do now.
Yeah.
We hear something that doesn't apply to our lives. We don't want to live that way. And it's not good enough to go, you know what? I'm going to just do my own thing. Okay. I'm going to forget I heard that and do my own thing. No, no, no. You have to hunt and hurt and, you know, intimidate physically the person who said it. It's not good. You know, cannot let it be out there.
In that statement, in the segment that you aired, I did not hear anything condemning any other lifestyle or any other person. He simply extolled the virtues of his relationship with God, his belief in Christ, and the belief in his wife and their marriage and relationship. That's all I heard. That is the text of what he was talking about. In that segment that aired, there is nothing there that warrants any of the condemnation you're hearing from the left because no one was attacked in that statement. If your belief system does not agree with his, you may feel attacked, but that's your feelings, and that's not what happened. He simply held up to the light of day what it is that he believes, which is biblical and scriptural, and is traditional, and that's all he said. And so, of course, you have all of these left-wing people who are going off the rails trying to claim that he was attacking certain minority groups. And that didn't happen.
And, you know, there were several things in there that I'm going to get into because I think this is something people really, really need to hear, whether you agree with it or not. It makes you think. But he wasn't telling women, and this is media try to spin it this way.
Right.
Stay home, don't have a job.
No.
What he was trying, he never said that. Because there's more clips in here, but what he's saying is, your primary focus in your entire life should be your family. That should be first, not your career first. Do not put your career first in your focus. He didn't say don't have a career. Right. He didn't say you have to be a homemaker. He didn't say any of that. And by the way, he took men to the woodshed too.
Yes, he did.
In there, and he blamed them for not being present in the home and not being mentally present in the home and what that causes in society and the violence and the broken homes and the children that, so he did this, but they're not talking about that.
Of course not.
Either.
Of course not.
You have to put it all in context of what he's saying. And I saw this and I just went nuts because this is what I've been talking about for the last couple of years here. Mm-hmm. I last had a conversation just like this with one of my children this week. Mm-hmm. He's very ambitious, and he was talking about some things he wants to do in his life. And I always pipe in, okay, but your family comes first. Right. You need to be putting this amount of mental energy into that too. And I always remind him because I was raised the opposite of that. And definitely in a religious household, but also one that, you know, where career and all of that, you had to have all that together before you could start thinking about your family. And that was just the mentality of that generation, really. Yeah. It isn't bad or anything, but hey, get it all straight and then think about getting married. No, think about who you're going to marry. Think about your family. Think about how you want to live your life and how you want to structure it and where God is in your life first.
Right.
Then figure out how to support everybody. Now, that's important, but that your mind needs to be oriented toward that. And I loved that because he said it. Mm-hmm. And I came to this point of view of raising my children that way, my boys and my girls, with family first and you know, God first and spirituality first. I came to that almost in rebellion over the way I was raised. My parents were trying to do the right thing, right? They were kind of in the, don't get pregnant. Get a job so you can support yourself. You know what I'm saying? Sort of generation. Not that they thought I would, but you know, that's how we were raised. Hey, you gotta take care of all this. Then start thinking about family. No, start thinking about family first and then everything else will fall into place for you. But that is always the first thing in life. And it's a mental reorienting. It doesn't even necessarily mean you're going to spend more time at home or somewhere else. It's a mental reorienting of priorities away from society's priorities.
Right.
So he always looks at me, but I'll remind him and I remind him and I remind him, okay, yeah, but you need to be putting this amount of mental energy also into thinking about how what you want to do in your life might affect your family. And, you know, he was talking about wanting to be a surgeon. He's really good at science. Anyway, long story short, I was like, okay, where I was coming from was, okay, what that kind of career, like how much will you be home? How much will you be a dad? You know?
Yeah.
My parents would have never said that to me. I'd have fallen on the floor if they said that to me. Well, I don't know. That'd be great to make money and you'd be successful. But, you know, what are the time requirements? Mm-hmm. Family has to come first. Got to think of that. Mm-hmm. And that's not how the world thinks anymore, but I think it is. I think it should. And it was a beautiful message.
Yep. Well, it's like the old adage about, you know, God, family, country, and this is God, family, career.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the proper order of things.
Yeah. And anyway, he was just getting started. You know what's amazing is that the NFL had to send their chief DEI officer out to tell everyone they're monitoring the situation. What situation?
Yeah, there is no situation.
Look, if he went on Twitter and lectured women generally, that, I don't know, maybe one thing. But he got invited to an extremely conservative Catholic college. They wanted a Catholic-oriented graduation address. That was the assignment.
Sounds like in the segment that you just aired, in the middle of all that, he got a very big ovation.
Yes.
I can't see it, but I'm kind of guessing that a lot of people were probably standing during that ovation.
Wouldn't surprise me. It wouldn't. And you know what I love the most? And normally the left loves when men cry, right? What is that? I mean, that's a sign that, you know, hey, you know, you're you know, understanding, you're feminine. Yeah, you're crying, talking, almost in tears. You have to catch yourself. He didn't cry, but he's almost in tears, talking about how much you love your wife. Wow. How awesome is that? The left doesn't want you to see that. You know why? Because their goal is to destroy the family and replace it with the God of government.
Right, exactly.
And they don't want these women getting an idea. They might be really happy married.
Mm-hmm.
They might be really happy if their main focus was on their family. They might be really happy if the whole focus of their early 20s and late 20s, where he is actually on family, forming a family, rather than all the other things of the world. Main focus. Not only focus. Main focus. You can walk in Chuka.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do this all throughout the show today because I got to play some of these clips. There is so much wisdom here, and I'm surprised someone of his young age is able to put all this together. It was an unbelievable speech. So, but it's going to be interesting to see how the NFL handles this. But again, this message is so needed, Lee, that for his jersey sales to pass Patrick Mahomes that fast.
Yeah.
It's quite something. All right. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. All right, talking about this unbelievable thing that's happened overnight. Even if you don't follow sports, even if you don't follow football, you know the name Patrick Mahomes. And you would expect at this point, given the year that he just had, that his jersey would be the number one bestseller at NFL.com. And it was up till about the last 24 hours when it was replaced by the jersey of a kicker from the Kansas City Chiefs, Harrison Butker. And it wasn't because of a sports thing he did. It's because of a commencement speech he gave at Benedictine College, in which he said some things that blew the mind of the left. Okay. Here's a short version. It's his message to women that drove them the most insane. Take a listen. This is a summary recap. I just played the longer clip, and it's very powerful.
My beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother. All of my success is made possible because a girl I met in band class back in middle school would convert to the faith, become my wife, and embrace one of the most important titles of all, homemaker.
Yeah, he's in trouble. He continued.
Isabel's dream of having a career might not have come true, but if you asked her today if she has any regrets on her decision, she would laugh out loud without hesitation and say, heck no. As a man who gets a lot of praise and has been given a platform to speak to audiences like this one today, I pray that I always use my voice for God and not for myself. Everything I am saying to you is not from a place of wisdom, but rather a place of experience.
So he's talking about women and how they've been sold a bill of goods about life and what they should strive for. He tells men the same thing later on in the speech, but nobody's talking about that.
For the ladies present today, congratulations on an amazing accomplishment. You should be proud of all that you have achieved to this point in your young lives. I want to speak directly to you briefly because I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. I can tell you that my beautiful wife, Isabel, would be the first to say that her life truly started when she began living her vocation as a wife and as a mother.
Yeah. There you go. Well, here's how the media reacted to that.
It just feels like such a huge step backwards in our culture. And I keep thinking we're so past this, and yet here we are again, like in the back in the 50s.
Somebody gets up and says that sort of thing to somebody like yourself or your daughter. It's just outrageous. It's completely outrageous.
I think he has mother issues. I think that's the real issue with the guy. He has big mother issues. So get a therapist.
Okay. The whole point of the speech, two men and two women, were what is your vocation? What is your vocation? That's kind of a Catholic thing. We divide up, you know, single, married, priesthood, you know, deaconship, things like that, right? That's so there's a part of that gets lost in translation, I think, if you're not Catholic. And he starts with, what is your vocation? Not what is your career? What is your vocation? What is your vocation going to be? Make that the most important thing.
Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2024, you are sitting at the edge of the rest of your lives. Each of you has the potential to leave a legacy that transcends yourselves and this era of human existence. In the small ways, by living out your vocation, you will ensure that God's church continues and the world is enlightened by your example.
So what is he saying? He's saying, put the things that matter first, orient your life around those. And you know what he says as he goes on in the speech? You know what he says will happen? This is what scares the left the most. You'll be happy. He's giving these young people permission to do what makes you happiest in life. And that is the thing the left doesn't want you to do. If you look at the insanity in this country, I was listening to a really good podcast the other day pointing this out. The things on our campuses, all of it. Who are they led by? Who's really leading the insanity? The mentally ill. Who are the most mentally ill people in our society? Young women. I did an article on that 2 weeks ago. Young women, they're plum nuts. Plum nuts. Compared to the rest of society. They have the highest levels of mental illness. And this generation of women right now, the highest levels of mental illness documented among women. It's been increasing very steadily since around 2012. And a lot of that, I think, is the cell phone. A lot of that is the social media. He's telling you how to be happy. Just change what you're focusing on. But telling who? Not a mainstream audience. A conservative Catholic college that invited him to give a religiously oriented commencement speech. So it's not like he ran to the internet and put it on the internet because you wanted women to be homemakers. That's not what happened. Somebody caught it and put it out there. He wasn't talking to everybody. He was talking to the audience that invited him and wanted him there and wanted to hear him say this. And they loved it. You could hear it. They're clapping. And now the left is hunting him at his home. Because, of course, the way we deal with this is physical intimidation, right? Because that is what this generation of leftists is learning. And who leads this generation of leftists? Young, I'd argue, in many cases, mentally ill women. So, man, did he hit the bullseye. Love to see what folks are saying about this on the text line. Can't wait to read it. 71307. I will be right back. Lots of folks reacting to the Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker's speech. And boy, is there a lot there. Texter writes, yes, I worked for a church that wanted the church to come first. That's where her job was. Not God, but the church. So I had to end up leaving that job that I loved because my kids were getting my leftovers. It just wasn't worth it. I'm a young 30s woman, for context. This is exactly what he's talking about. Now the texter writes, liberalism, 3:16. Texter writes, Our culture is thirsty for genuine values, not status or virtue signals. Text to raise the problem with America today is there is not a lot of stay-at-home moms who are raising our children with daycare morals. And what he told women, and these are women graduating from a conservative Catholic college, put your family first. Your most important job is mom. Orient your life to that. Orient your life to your faith. It was unequivocal. It wasn't a lot of room. And he said this too.
I'm hopeful that these words will be seen as those from a man not much older than you, who feels it is imperative that this class, this generation, and this time in our society must stop pretending that the things we see around us are normal.
Yeah, they're not. He trashed DEI as well, which I'm sure sent the left into heart palpitations.
The world around us says that we should keep our beliefs to ourselves whenever they go against the tyranny of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We fear speaking truth because now, unfortunately, truth is in the minority.
Ironically, the NFL sent the top DEI executive to respond to this, saying they are monitoring the situation. Monitoring the situation. I don't know what the situation is. I just, wow. Meanwhile, Clay Travis nailed this on Fox News.
Harrison Butker would have been better off actually being accused of beating up a woman, which unfortunately has happened a great deal in the NFL, because people in sports media and larger society would have had a lot less of an issue with that. He would have been a lot better off getting a DUI. He would have been better off, as you just pointed out, being his teammate, dealing with all sorts of criminal charges, than actually being a guy who spoke truth and said what needs to be said, I think, frequently to young college graduates, which is men aren't doing their best job of taking care of society, and a lot of women aren't either.
No. No, they're not. So, again, just outsold Patrick Mahomes' jersey. You know what that says to me? This is the thing the left is most afraid of. They have stripped everything that is black and white out of our society. Right and wrong, no such thing. Male and female, who can really know? No boundaries, no hard lines. You ever raised a child, you know how much they crave those. They'll buck you when you impose them, but they're the happiest when they live within boundaries, codes, moral codes, but also codes for when bedtime is, and what we wear, and what is appropriate clothes, and when we shower, and how often we should, the codes of life, the morals, when there is a right and a wrong. They're happier. And you know what I think? I think adults are the same. I don't think that ends in childhood. I think it goes straight into adulthood. And I think the country wants that so badly. Have you seen what's going on TikTok? We've been talking about it here. It's been going on for a year now. They embraced bin Laden. They embraced it. It got so bad, finally, the Chinese owners of TikTok had to say, okay, we'll take them down out of the number one trending spot. It was over and over and over, tens of thousands of accounts. Reading bin Laden's manifesto, loving it, praising him. He killed 3,000 Americans. Why? Why did that hit? Because bin Laden has a code. It's an evil code, but it's a code. This is a generation that's been raised without wrong or right, and they are adrift. That makes you miserable. Miserable. And that is how, when you offer just a little bit of black and white, wrong and right, you outsell Patrick Mahomes' jersey. About 48 hours. NFL.com. It's the number one best-selling jersey. Kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs. Not the guy who won the Super Bowl. The guy who won the speech. This is why the left is so terrified they are hunting him at his home for saying this. Not good enough to make an argument. Not good enough to make a counter-argument. You got to menace him. You got to intimidate him. This is how they think now. This is why the modern left, led by the young women he's addressing here, is running around with Hamas signs on campus. Why? Hamas stands for something. It's plum nuts, homicidal, and anti-Semitic, but they stand for something. And that's why the left has embraced them. There is no one hungrier than the people on the left for some kind of line, some kind of moral, some sort of system where something means something. So they embrace evil. Because you know what? Evil is a value. Evil has meaning. The left has stripped the meaning out of our culture, out of our entertainment, out of everything, and he just put it back. And people were so grateful for those lines he just gave them. His jersey outsold Mahomes. That's what happened. And that scares the left. So here's what happened. This is crazy overnight. The city of Kansas, like the actual city of Kansas, somebody at that Twitter feed doxed him and put where you can find his home in Kansas City, where his wife and little children are. That, in turn, caused a response from the Republican Attorney General, who has now launched a criminal investigation because it violated an intimidation statute that they have there, apparently. So this is where we are as a country, y'all. But this is good. This is good. Yeah, texter writes, his jersey is selling like hotcakes. Another texter writes, this is what happens when you seek truth to power, unfortunately. Another texter writes, of course, there is no situation, but they're making an issue out of it so that there will be one. Texter writes, just wait until they go full on total control. Yeah, I know. Another texter writes, the kicker was also saying that the man's top mission in life is to provide for and protect his wife and children. It was a very balanced message. Yes, I have some more of that. I just wanted to lay out kind of beginning of the show what got the left so stirred up here. Texter writes, well, one of the reasons they are running around campus with signs is because they want to be a part of something. They're just a bunch of nerdy girls who cannot get a date. Just reading the text line, y'all. Just reading the text line. Texter writes, schools have quit teaching home economics. And finally, where to go? Give that guy a medal. I loved being a stay-at-home mom. Of course, you go without material things of sorts, but it's well worth it. All right, we'll be back in just a minute. Yeah, get you rocking into the weekend because it's always good news when it's a weekend. Well, this is nuts. We're going to have this coming up. Was there an attempted terror attack on Quantico by one of Joe's illegal immigrants from Jordan? Oh, this story's nuts. And it's also how we're going to live now. The terrorists are hot. They're hip. They are very celebrated in the Democrat Party, Hamas, first among them. Terrorism isn't just something we should tolerate, something we should celebrate, terrorist groups anyway. And now we have them pulling up to Quantico. At least that's what it looks like. As you read between the lines here, two people with deportation orders, so that means they're illegal immigrants, they're not legal citizens, they're not legally here, from Jordan, a Muslim nation, pull up to Quantico and attempt to breach it. They had to stop them with roadblocks. The Biden administration will not say if one or two of them, but at least one of them was on the terror watch list, which means they're on the terror watch list. They would deny it right off the top. All they'll say is they are in the queue for deportation. The Biden administration didn't intend for you to know any of this, that any of this happened at Quantico in Virginia. FBI training headquarters, too, by the way. Oh, the irony of that. Yeah, while they're busy inside the Catholic Church hunting traditional Catholics, the terrorists are coming to them. They're coming to them. It's that bad. Do you know what? They never intended for us to ever know this. Do you know how we know this happened at Quantico? Because a local paper called the Potomac Local News got the story and broke it. This actually happened May 3rd. They weren't going to tell anybody. Did we have an attempted terror attack on Quantico? How have we gotten to the point where Jordanian nationals are trying to ram a truck into Quantico? Biden administration has no answers, by the way. Queen John Pierre is struck dumb. No idea what's going on. Look, the Jordanian terrorists were supposed to go to the campus protest, not to Quantico with a truck. Jeez. Yeah, we tried to register them to vote Democrat, but, you know, they weren't having that. So just, well, yeah, anyway.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all know baseball is a long season. I'm Brett Boone from the Brett Boone Podcast. This summer, take a trip down memory lane with me and hear from the legends of the game. So far this year, I've had conversations with Randy Johnson, Pete Rose, Deion Sanders. Plus, every week we look at the state of Major League Baseball, which teams are exceeding expectations, which ones are struggling to meet them. Follow and listen to the Brett Boone Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.